I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The United States is accusing Iran of plotting to carry out a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Attorney General Eric Holder made the announcement this afternoon in Washington. Holder said two suspects linked to Iran have been detained. They were allegedly plotting to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington. The plan supposedly also included bombing the Israeli and Saudi Arabian embassies in Washington. Holder left no doubt as to who U.S. officials believe was behind the plot.
As we have alleged in the complaint, say that this was directed and approved by elements of the Iranian government and specifically senior members of the Quds Force, which is a part of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Iranian military. High up officials in those agencies, which is an integral part of the Iranian government, were responsible for this plot.
Laura Rosen is senior foreign policy reporter at Yahoo News. Laura, you've been following the story. More precisely, what does the indictment allege?
I mean, it's quite stunning. It said there's an Iranian-American man named Arbab Siar who approached someone who turned out to be a confidential drug enforcement agency agent in May in Texas and was trying to recruit essentially a Mexican drug cartel to assassinate the Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States and also carry out possible bombing of the embassy and a restaurant that the ambassador is thought to frequent in the city.
Very complex plot indeed. What is the evidence that supports the indictment?
Well, the most stunning part is actually when they arrest the man went several times to Mexico to meet with the confidential informant who he thought was going to be the hitman. He transferred money to him, $100,000 as a down payment on what would be a $1.5 million hit. And on his third trip to Mexico to pay this person, he was turned back by the Mexicans, arrested in New York, and he apparently told FBI agents that, you know, his plan was hatched by the Iranian Quds Force associates in Iran. They were the ones who arranged the payment. He made calls to his Iranian contacts that the FBI, tracked, where they said that the plot should continue. So in early October, after he was arrested, before Iranians were aware that he was in custody, the United States is saying they have evidence that Iranian, you know, officials, Quds Force members, were backing this plot.
How has the Iranian government responded to this?
They deny it, and I haven't seen much at their reaction, except to see their denial. This all comes in the context, as you know, of, you know, growing sectarian strains in the Middle East. We've seen violence between Christians and Muslims. In Egypt, you've seen a lot of Saudi versus Iran competition throughout the Arab Spring in places like Syria and Bahrain. And also, you know, deep Saudi anxiety, some of it revealed in the U.S. cables leaked by WikiLeaks, Saudi anxiety about the Iranian nuclear program and growing regional power.
Laura, if true, what would be the Iranian interest in supporting a plot against Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States? And we don't have a lot of time left.
I don't know why the Iranian government would want to be connected with such a provocative terrorist plot. I guess there are allegations that they're backing each other. They're backing proxy groups in countries throughout the Middle East to antagonize the other, such as in Lebanon.
Laura Rosen, senior foreign policy reporter at Yahoo News.